Who Invented the Trinity? Part 2 of 2 by Aisha Brown. How the injected doctrine of the Trinity remained part of the beliefs of the Christians, and how Islam defines God. A formal doctrine is drawn up. When controversy over the matter of the Trinity blew up in 318 between two churchmen from Alexandria, Arius the deacon and Alexander his bishop, Emperor Constantine stepped into the fray. Although Christian dogma was a complete mystery to him, he did realize that a unified church was necessary for a strong kingdom. When negotiation failed to settle the dispute, Constantine called for the first ecumenical council in church history in order to settle the matter once and for all. 6 weeks after the 300 bishops first gathered at Nicaea in 325, the doctrine of the Trinity was hammered out. The God of the Christians was now seen as having three essences, or natures, in the form of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Church puts its foot down. The matter was far from settled, however, despite high hopes for such on the part of Constantine. Arius and the new bishop of Alexandria, a man named Athanasius, began arguing over the matter even as the Nicene Creed was being signed. Arianism became a catchword from that time onward for anyone who didn't hold to the doctrine of the Trinity. It wasn't until 451 at the Council of Chalcedon that, with the approval of the Pope, the Nicene-Constantinople Creed was set as authoritative. Debate on the matter was no longer tolerated. To speak out against the Trinity was now considered blasphemy, and such earned stiff sentences that ranged from mutilation to death. Christians now turned on Christians, maiming and slaughtering thousands because of a difference of opinion. Debate continues. Brutal punishments and even death did not stop the controversy over the doctrine of the Trinity, however, and the said controversy continues even today. The majority of Christians, when asked to explain this fundamental doctrine of their faith, can offer nothing more than, "I believe it because I was told to do so." It is explained away as mystery, yet the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:33 that God is not the author of confusion. The Unitarian denomination of Christianity has kept alive the teachings of Arius in saying that God is one. They do not believe in the Trinity. As a result, mainstream Christians abhor them, and the National Council of Churches has refused their admittance. In Unitarianism, the hope is kept alive that Christians will someday return to the preachings of Jesus. "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Luke 4:8. Islam and the matter of the Trinity. While Christianity may have a problem defining the essence of God, such is not the case in Islam. They do blasphemy who say, "Allah is one of three in a Trinity, for there is no God except one God." Quran 5:73. It is worth noting that the Arabic language Bible uses the name Allah as the name of God. Suzanne Hanif, in her book What Everyone Should Know About Islam and Muslims, puts the matter quite succinctly when she says, "But God is not like a pie or an apple which can be divided into three-thirds which form one whole. If God is three persons or possesses three parts, he is assuredly not the single, unique, indivisible being which God is and which Christianity professes to believe in." Looking at it from another angle, the Trinity designates God as being three separate entities: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If God is the Father and also the Son, he would then be the Father of himself because he is his own Son. This is not exactly logical. Christianity claims to be a monotheistic religion. Monotheism, however, has as its fundamental belief that God is one. The Christian doctrine of the Trinity, God being three in one, is seen by Islam as a form of polytheism. Christians don't revere just one God, they revere three. This is a charge not taken lightly by Christians, however. They, in turn, accuse the Muslims of not even knowing what the Trinity is, pointing out that the Quran sets it up as Allah the Father, Jesus the Son, and Mary his mother. While veneration of Mary has been a figment of the Catholic Church since 431, when she was given the title Mother of God by the Council of Ephesus, a closer examination of the verses in the Quran most often cited by Christians in support of their accusation shows that the designation of Mary by the Quran as a member of the Trinity is simply not true. While the Quran does condemn both Trinitarianism and the worship of Jesus and his mother Mary, nowhere does it identify the actual three components of the Christian Trinity. The position of the Quran is that who or what comprises this doctrine is not important. What is important is that the very notion of a Trinity is an affront against the concept of one God. In conclusion, we see that the doctrine of the Trinity is a concept conceived entirely by man. There is no sanction whatsoever from God to be found regarding the matter simply because the whole idea of a Trinity of divine beings has no place in monotheism. In the Quran, God's final revelation to mankind, we find his stand quite clearly stated in a number of eloquent passages. Your God is one God. Whoever expects to meet his Lord, let him work righteousness, and in the worship of his Lord, admit no one as partner. Quran 18:110. Take not with God another object of worship, lest you should be thrown into hell, blameworthy and rejected. Quran 17:39. Because, as God tells us over and over again in a message that is echoed throughout all his revealed scriptures, I am your Lord and cherisher, therefore serve me and no other. Quran 21:92.